So we change gears now. We welcome in Fritz and David Johnson. Fritz, can you remind me of your last name, please?
Neufer.
Neufer.
Yeah, Fritz Neufer.
And your official title with the state of Nebraska?
Orientation counselor.
Okay, all right. We're talking a little bit about visually impaired here in the state of Nebraska. Uncle David, with the Nebraska Visually Impaired Peer Support Group, we've talked about on the program many times before. We'll talk to Uncle David a little more casually. He's going to join us for the bottom half of the hour here on Mugs in the Morning. But, David, how long have you been involved with the Nebraska Visually Impaired?
Well, just about 30 years.
Coming on 30?
Actually, the Nebraska Visually Impaired Peer Support Group, our organization, is no longer a group now.
You've told me
we
that.
We dissolved that in April, but we are still keeping groups going that want to keep going in the state because the issues of blind people are still there. They don't change. And we need to, you know, get out there and work with people that are blind. And that's what Fritz does through the Commission for the Blind. And so he has a lot to tell you about that.
And Fritz, like he said too, just because there's perhaps a global pandemic going on does not mean that issues for the visually impaired here in the state of Nebraska get put on the pause or get put on hold.
That's true, yes.
So tell us about some of the resources available through your organization.
I work mostly with the older blind, you know, 55 and over, but, you know, we do have programs for the youth. During the summer, we have a program that's called Wages that individuals will go out and work a job site. The agency pays for their wages and their housing and everything, and it's a good work experience, and they really, really enjoy it.
Okay. So tell us about the process of that for folks that maybe are listening and know somebody that's visually impaired that want to perhaps join and haven't yet.
Oh, yeah, that's good question. You can call, there's a toll-free number that you can call, 877-809-2419, and just call and make the referral, and they'll take your information and point you in the right direction, whether you're from Omaha or North Platte, and then either myself or my counterpart will make contact and set up a time to meet at their convenience, and it's kind of nice. They don't have to worry about coming to us. I will drive and go to them.
Sure.
Whether that's in Valentine or Grand Island or McCook or wherever, I will travel so they don't have to.
As long as it's within state lines, right?
Exactly. I have to get permission if I leave. Yes.
Sure.
Kristen, there used to be a VIPS group here that met in North Platte.
Mm-hmm.
And Florence Lundquist, who is not with us anymore, was the leader of that group. And many people around the Hershey, North Platte area remember Flora Sutherland. Remember Florence Lundquist. She was a wonderful, wonderful woman. She was a school teacher for many years.
Oh, sure.
And she led the group in North Platte. They used to have a large group that met monthly here in North Platte. And we kind of like to see a group evolve here in North Platte again. I mean, we don't have a Nebraska group, and so we don't have the money to throw things together for them like we used to. But it would be nice for people to get together. They're going through blindness issues, visually impaired, and get together and meet maybe once a month. We still do that in Kearney. We're going to restart our group the 19th of August after all the COVID. And we talk about blindness issues. We talk about our own personal lives, what's going on, and what we can do to help one another to have a better and more enjoyable life, because blindness should not be a handicap. Or disability, as people tell me. I don't see it as a disability. I see it as a gift God gave me. I don't go the route that a lot of people do, because a lot of people take blindness and visual impairment and they use it the wrong way. They use it as anger, and that's not the way it is.
And I'm a firm believer, and I said it on the program, I'll say it again. You don't understand what somebody's going through unless you've been through it yourself. And I had a pastor that previously said that. You don't know what somebody's going through unless you've gone through it yourself. And that's one great example of what was going on with that group here before, is they were individuals that understood the struggle of blindness or partial blindness. And perhaps the caretakers, too, understood some of those struggles and challenges also. So they could band together and work together through those struggles.
True. And that's what Fritz, you know, with the Commission for the Blind, they have the ability and the tools. I mean, the Nebraska VIPs formed out of the Commission for the Blind as a group that worked through them and through their programs. I mean, I worked as a blind vendor on the interstate for 22 and a half years, and that program come through the Nebraska Commission for the Blind, and that gave me my first job after I was blind for almost 10 years. You know, I couldn't find a job because you're blind. And that opportunity opened up, and I was very blessed to have that job as long as I did.
Now, Fritz, let's talk about the visually impaired in the workforce. These are individuals who, in a lot of cases, have some very strong life experience and can be very vital in the workforce.
Yes, definitely agree. And, you know, it's kind of sad sometimes that, you know, people look at blindness, so you can't do this or you can't do that. But, you know, if they would just maybe give someone a chance, because, you know, there's a lot of potential.
Absolutely.
A lot of potential.
And it's not a handicap, as you said, too. I mean, it can be a strength in a lot of ways. It's just a matter of making lemonade out of the lemons.
Definitely.
You just learn new ways to live your life.
And there's more support out there than there probably ever has been before, especially as technology advances. We'll talk a little bit about that more coming up here at about 5 minutes, or after our news break at the bottom half of the hour. But these individuals can be very key or vital if given the chance with private business or in some other opportunities as well.
Yeah, and that's where the commission can come in too, you know, as far as the technology piece. We do have a technology specialist that can work with individuals, you know, whether it be, you know, making the computer more accessible or a phone more accessible or an iPad so they can succeed and feel like they're a part.
So there's assistance on even tablets now.
Exactly, yes.
I knew there was assistance on the computers and stuff, but I never knew there was something on an iPad.
Yes.
Fascinating.
Yes.
Awesome.
There's a lot of apps that you can use, download for an iPhone, that are just amazing.
Wow.
Like Money Reader, it'll tell you the denomination of a bill. There's Seeing AI, which can read the little labels off products. It can do face recognition.
Wow.
It can read documents, and that's a free app.
Wow.
It's just incredible.
We're making advancements each day, and this is technology advances. There's more assistance available for our friends that may suffer with blindness or other visual impairments.
Exactly, yes.
Awesome. Well, gentlemen, what else do you want to discuss this morning?
Well, once again, I'd like to see some people here in North Platte get with Fritz and the commission here. I'd like to see them start a group here. You'd be surprised how many people in a community have visual problems, and even people don't know it. You know, they think blind people use white canes. Not every blind person uses a white cane. They should, but they don't. And the opportunity to meet with those people, talk with them, talk issues, because there's a lot of issues out there in the blind community that people just don't understand, you know. And I know the communities are making things better with the curb cuts on the streets and everything, and but there's still a lot of things out there that blind people need a little assistance with. I mean, I do. I mean, when I go get on the Amtrak train, I need assistance on there, you know, and the conductors and the porters and just people sitting around me, because, you know, I talk to everybody and visit with everybody.
As you're doing this morning.
Yeah. And so I was given that gift from Mom. So anyway, but there's so much that could be done. And I think if a group of people that are visually impaired and blind would start meeting here in North Platte, because North Platte is such a strong community.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they would enjoy themselves. I mean, the meetings I came out and spoke to out here when Florence was alive, we had picnics in the park and meetings at the senior center, and it was so much fun. Everybody was just enjoying themselves, and that's what we want. And then share information about how are you doing this, and you know, what makes this easier for you that I'm having trouble with, and
compare some notes.
Yeah.
Right.
And Fritz, you would love to see a peer support group fire up back here too, and I'm sure you'd love to help organize that, facilitate that.
Yes, I would definitely like to facilitate that, and that's one of the reasons why I'm here, just to get the word out that, you know, we do exist, because a lot of people don't even know we're out here to help. So you know, just taking that first step to let people know that we're out here. And, yeah, I definitely would like to get a support group out here going for individuals. And they could share their success stories and frustrations and share ideas and say, hey, maybe I should try this or you should try that. That might work. So it's definitely worth the time.
And you have an office right here in North Platte, right, Fritz?
We used to. Now we're all working from home.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't.
So you still have an office here, then?
I still have an office, and I don't want to discourage people because there's no physical office. We're still here to help, even though we don't have an office per se. But yes.
One of the changes of COVID.
Yes.
You were over at the Statecraft office building previously.
For a number of years, yes, we were,
and now you're in the home office.
In the home office,
still
yes.
Very much here and able to help
definitely.
Just as much as you were before.
Definitely, yes.
Fritz, anything else you'd like to add before you head out, sir?
No, I just wanted to let people know that we're out here, and you can. There's also a website that people can access. That's ncbvi.nebraska.gov for information. There's videos on there on cane traveling, home management. Technology, you know, again, if you're interested in a referral, you can call that 800 number, and that's 877-809-2419.
Fritz, it's been a blessing to have you in the studio. We'll have to do it sometime again here in the near future. And if folks want to get in contact with you directly to learn more, how can they do so?
Yeah, they can call my direct cell number, and that's 308-660-6801.
Fritz, we appreciate the time. We'll have you in the studio again in the near future.
Thank you very much. Appreciate
David's
it.
He's going to hang out with us and enjoy the rest of the half hour of Mugs of the Morning here on KODY. It'll roll on right after this quick news break here on 1240 AM, 106.1 FM.